Let's talk a little bit about the Pirates, because they're kind of losing me a bit this season. The Pirates, 25-23. They're one game out of the NL Central. I've talked about it before. I kind of hopped on the bandwagon of I hope that the Pirates call up some prospects because I want the Pirates to continue to contend for first place. They have an opportunity in a weak NL Central to snatch the division, and I think that they could and should use all the resources necessary to win games, to continue to win games. Now, unfortunately, I'm kind of just reflecting on what the reality of this team is right now, because the Pirates, I mean, they have been plagued with injury, right? They don't have O'Neill Cruz in the lineup, but I think O'Neill Cruz batting toward the top of the lineup kind of struck fear in pitchers, and you had at least five solid hitters at the top of the lineup that you had to be worried about. And now without Cruz there, Key Brian Hayes has been exposed as being an overly contact-heavy hitter, which isn't a bad thing. He hits line drives, he hits the ball hard on the ground, and he gets on base. We expect power from third baseman, I understand that, but in this regard, Key Brian Hayes right now just hitting for contact. Same thing with Brian Reynolds and Andrew McCutchen. They're all on-base machines. They all hit the ball hard and on the ground, which isn't bad. But, you know, in today's game, we talk about it. You know, the home run is heavy and is king right now. So, you know, having O'Neill Cruz and what we anticipated is a over 30 home run, over 30 at least stolen bases in a single season, it's upsetting. It's unfortunate that he's not in the lineup this year due to injury for the entirety of the year, and I think that that throws the Pirates off. It also doesn't help that Vince Velasquez, who was hot, who was starting well, got hurt. Kind of paved the way for Luis Ortiz, to come up and to pitch and get his opportunity so we could see what he's all about. And he's done pretty well. He got his first major league win the other day, so exciting for him. Clap it up for him. But if the Pirates lose this series to the Rangers after winning the first game of the series, I'm gonna start erring on the side of pessimism, because it just seems like they're in a funk right now that they can't get themselves out of. You know what I mean? It's just they're in just this valley right now, and it just seems like they can't pry themselves out. I mean, there were some exciting games in the middle of the month, and that's fine and all, but also they have struggled mightily this month. And it's nice that the month of April is, you know, they're being counterbalanced. Or the month of April is helping counterbalance this season into something more balanced. They're two games over 500. They're 25-23. They're at the top of the division right now. But it's just, and I'm not even saying that it's the fault of anything. I mean, the biggest mistake I think so far that the management has made is when Derek Shelton took out Mitch Keller in that game against the Diamondbacks. But I mean, other than that, it's just been rotten luck. So let's see here right now. I mean, they got swept by the Rays, they got swept by the Blue Jays. They lost 2 of 3 to the Rockies. They lost 2 of 3 to the Orioles. They split this two-game set with the Tigers. They lost 2 of 3 to the Diamondbacks. And so far they've split against the Rangers going into game 3 of this rubber match. So that's 5 wins in the month of May. And the Pirates have, including today's game, 3, 6, 7. 7 games left. I mean, I expect if they have any shot, I mean, if they want to have any shot of seriously contending moving forward, got to win today's game, got to win the series against the Mariners, got to win the series against the Giants. Because after that series against the Giants, I do believe to start June, yeah, they're playing the Cardinals in a three-game series. Then they've got what should be an easy test. They're playing the 10-win Oakland Athletics. Hey, the soon-to-be Vegas Athletics, it seems. But yeah, that Cardinals series, definitely important. Definitely a statement maker. The Pirates split with the Cardinals in April. Split a four-game series. I mean, that's good. Right, you want to get two wins. You ideally want to get two wins every series. That's not realistic for any team. They're going to have slides here and there. It's fine. I understand. But this game means so much for this team that's won five games in the month of May. So I want to have faith. I will have faith going through today's game. But if they can't pull out a series win against the Rangers, I mean, it's going to be a hard pill to swallow. They won the first game. They had the advantage. They lost game two. Now the series is split. They're playing the team, the only team in the AL West with 30 wins, and they're first in the AL West. The Rangers are. So to beat a division leader in a series, going into play another AL West team. Let me see where they are, actually. I didn't quite check. The Mariners, 24-24, not too bad. Wildcard team last year gave the Astros a run for their money in the division series. Sean, don't call me Seth Meyers' favorite team. I predicted the Mariners would go to the American League Championship Series, and they're letting me down a little bit right now, but they're definitely not out of it. But to beat a couple good AL West teams, face the Giants, who have been struggling this year, going into the series against the Cardinals, I mean, ideally, I want the Pirates to win the next three series to give an overhaul to the poor start to the month. But, I mean, this game today, 12:35, you can listen on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA. But first pitch scheduled for 12:35 today. This is a huge game. And enjoy it. You know, understand kind of how heavy this game is for the Pirates so early in the season. But, I mean, this game today will be really telling. Can the Pirates, with the roster that they have right now, I get that they don't have Anil Cruz. Vince Velasquez still coming back. He's rehabbing. He should be back soon. But what can the Pirates roster do right now that's shown flashes of brilliance? They beat the Rangers 6-4 before. They beat the Diamondbacks 13-3. They beat the Tigers 8-0. They shut out the Orioles behind on the back of Mitch Keller and a 13 strikeout performance 4-0. And they shut out the Rockies 2-0. A little bit of a less impressive win there, because that's when we found out their offense was really struggling. But you get my point. They've had flashes of brilliance. Forge ahead today, Pirates. Win this game. And it'll mean a lot to get the first series win of the month, going toward a six-game road stretch to end the month before you welcome the Cardinals into PNC Park, and hopefully it's a rude welcome. The Pirates can win that series and start to make more statements and get a little bit more ground. But this game today is going to be telling for the Pirates against the Rangers.